Greetings on behalf of the City of Oakland Parks and Recreation. This is certainly a great and exciting day here in the City of Oakland.
It means a lot to kids when they see a brand new field. They want to participate in things like that. They don't mind playing on the field like that. Say, let's go play ball. They're coming to play ball. So it's important that we're doing it and getting involved with things like this and throughout the whole community.
I just can't wait to see it when they get started and get it done so I can come back and visit again.
Let's carry Raiders Week into the week, into the season. Go Raiders!
Yes, it is Raider Week, and the Raiders and Visit Oakland teamed up to get you ready for the home opener of the Silver and Black inside the O.co. Greg Papa, welcome back to the Silver and Black Show. We're joined, as always, by the head coach of the Raiders, Dennis Allen. I know you're looking forward to the home opener. And you guys had great success during the preseason at home, winning both of your home games this year.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we always have a great crowd there, and we're excited about going and playing in front of the home crowd. It should be a great atmosphere, and should be a good football game.
Should be a little easier for the rookie quarterback to play at home as opposed to the big stage of New York City against Rex Ryan and his defense. But take me back to last Sunday against the Jets and what Derek Carr did. No turnovers, only two sacks in the game. So what did you take away from his performance?
Well, hey, listen, there's no bigger stage than what he was on. You know, playing in New York City, opening day against a Rex Ryan coach defense. And I thought he handled himself very well. I mean, I think Derek Carr is going to continue to get better week in and week out, and I think all of us here are excited about, you know, where we see his development going.
The one thing that kind of surprised me, his first ever NFL game on the road, New York, Rex Ryan, no huddle. You actually jumped into a no huddle offense with the young guy right away.
Yeah, and really going back and looking at it, you know, when we critique ourselves as coaches, you know, we wish we'd stayed with it a little bit more because he handled himself outstanding in those situations. And I think anytime you can do those things to kind of dictate the tempo to the defense, it creates an advantage for you offensively.
Yeah, he's good at the line of scrimmage. Look at the touchdown pass he threw to Streeter. He had a 3-by-1 set, 3-to-1 side. The blitz was coming from his offensive right. He checks to a little bubble screen, two blocks there, touchdown out the left side. Pretty nice play there.
Yeah, just like you draw it up. I mean, he made the right check. We did a great job of blocking on the edge and giving Streeter a chance to get around the corner. You know, those are the things that as he continues to develop and continues to get more reps and more work, he's going to get better and better at seeing those things.
When you look back on it, why were you not able to run the ball
better?
Well,
I think the biggest factor is we didn't have enough rushing attempts. You know, we only had 22 plays in the first half of the game, and 12 of those were passes and 9 were runs. This whole thing works as a team together. It's not about the offense, the defense, the kicking game. It's about offensively being able to get in third and manageable situations and convert third down so you stay on the field. Defensively, we got to do a better job of getting off the field on third down. We got them to a lot of third downs in the game, but the first half we couldn't get off the field. So that's where we got to get better. And if we're able to do that, we'll get more rushing attempts and we'll be able to break some of those things out.
Yeah, the New York Jets ran the ball a lot on you, and it's going to be the same story Sunday against Arian Foster and the Houston Texans. They had 56 offensive plays last week, and they gave it to Arian Foster 27 times. They also threw it to him twice. Now, their coaching staff is different with Gary Kubiak there in the outside zone and Bill O'Brien's now in. Do they run the Arian Foster wide outside zone the way we've seen it the last several years?
Yeah, you know, it's a little bit different. They still run they're primarily a zone blocking team, and it's still primarily the outside zone, trying to open up the cutback runs, because I think that's what Arian Foster does really well. That's what their offensive line is built to do. But you see a few more of the gap schemes and counter type schemes that they're doing. But you know, I mean, Arian Foster is a heck of a running back, and again, it's going to be a huge challenge for us this week.
Then over on the other side of the ball, J.J. Watt. I don't know if he's the best defensive player in the league, but he's certainly on the short list. What do you do with number 99 on Sunday?
If he's not the best, you know, I'd hate to see who is. I think this guy's a heck of a football player. The way he plays the game, he plays the game with passion. He plays the game physical and plays hard on every single down. And so it's obviously a tough challenge. You know, we got to do some things where we can't just say we're going to block him with one guy every time. We've got to put a couple of guys on him and, you know, try to slow him down as much as we can. But, the complicated thing is they got a lot of guys around him, too, that do a good job of playing defense, rushing the passer, and getting after you.
From what I hear, he wasn't much of a player when he got to Houston, but Antonio Smith taught him everything, and that's why he's a great player.
Yeah.
But I learned that from Antonio Smith.
Yeah,
What's this guy like? He's going to join us next segment, Coach. He is a trip. What is it like to coach?
He's great. You know, I mean, the guy, you know, he comes to work every day with a smile on his face. He competes. He's a true pro. He's done a great job with these young players of trying to, you know, teach him how to be a true pro. And he's played well for us. I mean, he's been a force for us inside and being able to disrupt inside in the run game and also get after the passer. So he's been a great addition for us.
He can talk the talk, but walk the walk, as they say. He's a pretty good football player.
Thank you, Coach.
Good luck at the home opener on Sunday, as always.
Okay, thanks.
The Ninja Assassin, I think, is one of his many nicknames. You will meet Antonio Smith, and you're not going to want to leave now because he's fun. He's next on the Silver and Black Show. How special is this game for you on Sunday, going up against your former franchise?
I always have fun going back teaching my old students to see if they have reached the level of master yet, you know.